This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for business on BFM 89.9.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on Enterprise. This is Audrey Raj. So the doors to gyms across the nation have finally reopened this week, but with it, plenty of questions about safety, hygiene, and maybe even if we really need a physical gym to keep fit. For one fitness franchise right here in KL, the new normal of physical distancing at the gym, equipment sanitation, and personal hygiene has been part of their routine since before we even knew what COVID-19 was. F45 called themselves the world's fastest growing functional training community. The franchise studio focuses on team training with a mix of circuit and HIIT style workouts geared towards everyday movement. And we have the manager of F45 training, KL Gateway, on the line with us right now, Kamal Hezri. Kamal, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Good morning.
So, Kamal, gyms are now open, but the experience of going to the gym may not be as some of us remember it to be. Maybe we can run through what's in store for gym bunnies when they walk through those doors on their first day back.
Sure, Audrey. Right. So, on Monday, we reopened everything and people were very excited. You know, the build-up for it over the weekend was amazing. Our community was so strong and looking forward. So we opened our doors at 6:30 in the morning. What used to happen was that people would stroll in and get ready and straight away get checked in and get going. The reality today is that we already practice a booking process to come in. So this is nothing new for the so-called new normal. It's still the same for us, right? So now we are strict class times anyway. So people are used to a schedule. And what has changed, of course, is the physical distancing at the front door, the temperature scanning, which we did before even MCO came in to play. All we've done is just strengthen our procedures, and people are just very comfortable with it already because it's something that is quite common. And the fact of the matter is, after you come in, you work out, the spray sanitizers were always there already, and group cleaning, group sanitization of equipment, and minimal sharing is quite common for F45. So all we did was just reinforce that and added some more procedures, and that became the new normal.
But these new measures are still a bit of an adjustment. Are there concerns that this may deter people from coming to the gym and being consistent with their workouts?
There is always that concern, Audrey. I mean, the fact of the matter is people that come for F45 and group training are not only trying to attend a workout for themselves, they're also trying to do it in a group environment. So there is that element of I'm going there also for, even though we're in socially distant situation, but your group is there. So you don't want to let down your group by not turning up. And that's one of the values of the community training that we do, that you end up in a strong group community that works together to achieve your goals. So this is, it's kind of a positive peer pressure, I guess. But the reality is that people want to be there to work together and push each other to for improvement.
Kamal, what's been the major challenge for gyms during this pandemic, you know, during the MCO, the CMCO, and now, of course, the RMCO?
Well, I mean, it's very clear during the MCO is that we cannot open, we cannot run. There's zero revenue coming in physically. We had a responsibility to our membership to find a way to keep the community going strong, right? So we knew that that we will be in our homes, and you know, we had to make sure that people had something to do and keep healthy, strong, and so on. And this is part of the immunity that you can build up. And being healthy is important, right? So that was the challenge. With that, revenue is one thing on the business side, but there was also a responsibility to our community. And so we had already begun to embrace the online training methodology, And F45 was basically trying to work out a method that would allow us to try and achieve this group experience, but still in the singularity of your own home. This is a tremendous challenge, and it sounds like a complete contradiction, right? So how do you do a group training by yourself? Thank God for us that, you know, technology had arrived, and so we were able to conduct Zoom classes, and people were able to log in and work out as a group and see the familiar faces that they used to. And of course, I'm not going to pretend the whole experience is a mark down from what they're used to at the studio. Of course, you can't exactly see your buddy, right? So you might lose them on a if they drop off the internet for a while, right? So stuff happens. But the community went strong, kept going strong, and even though we were not sure how long, and we actually counted, because our program actually counts the days, right? So we sequentially numbered them. So the one that we finished on Monday was actually COVID-90, believe it or not. So exactly 90 days from when we shut down on March the 18th to when we reopened on the 15th of June. Amazing, right? So we were pushing out content every day, fresh content. Nothing was recycled.
So that process that you were talking about, Kamal, you know, transitioning those workouts to go virtual and then now making that shift to come back again, what was that like? And how quickly was it done?
The whole process for developing going online, we had already begun the skeleton work prior, right? So because we had observed in the last 3 months prior the movement of the pandemic, and there was always some concern that this could impact on us, and especially what happened to China. So knowing that is a possibility, that our HQ had already started to build steps towards it, right? So all that happened was in Malaysia in the weeks leading up to MCO, the acceleration. So we stepped on the acceleration and then the accelerator and made sure that we had sufficient content before we went offline, right? Before we had to get out of our studio. And this created some buffer for us whilst we were learning. No doubt, it was a learning process for us as well. And our members will tell you at the beginning, we had a number of hiccups, you know, trying to make sure that there was enough bandwidth and all this. All this became, you know, today, 89 days after we started, now we laugh about it, right? But at that time, it was hair-raising, right? To get everything sorted out quickly and making sure that everybody had especially our trainers with the correct amount of content. And then coming back to the studio after that, actually coming back to the studio was the least of our problems. It was the easiest part of all because we had already gone through a lot of mentally trying conditions. And then all we had to do to get back to the physical studio was enhance what we already done physically in the studio prior to MCO. So we're looking at the guidelines which we were involved with discussing with the industry and government, and I have to say the government, the health ministry, the Ministry of Youth and Sports were fabulous in their support, right? So they were ongoing and they were giving us 100% encouragement to come back, and all we had to do was give some structure and that provide the necessary reassurance to the Ministry of Health. To say, okay, yeah, these guys, they are professionals and they have an idea what they want to do, right? So now let them write it down and then we will present to the National Security Council. And that was when we started going, it was relatively smooth.
So Kamal, will the F45 members have an option of choosing whether to come in or to do virtual classes moving forward?
They have it, yeah. So because it's become part of our business model, so our regular members have the option of, you know, coming to the studio and accessing our online content as well. So if they cannot make it for a class, they can just switch over to the online. Of course, as I said, the experience, we will not pretend it is not the same level as coming to the studio. But at the end of the day, it's still an experience that is readily identifiable as F45. And that's the core activity that we're trying to achieve, is to be as close as we can to the best workout that we can possibly give in studio. But we also acknowledge that it is not the best because you're not in the studio, right? But the point being is that everything that you see, everything that you do is in line with our core activities.
Kamal, just one more question before we take a break. I understand that more people are canceling their gym memberships because they find it more convenient and not to mention cost-effective to do these home workouts by themselves. What would you say to this new trend of DIY YouTube home workouts? You know, what do the gyms and virtual group trainings provide members that they can't do at home by themselves, guided by a trainer on, say, Instagram?
The first and foremost thing is the community. It's the fact that you are there. Secondly, the trainer is in front of you, coaching you, encouraging you. Then in the community that you're in, people are with you, right? So if you're doing something on Instagram or YouTube, it is an intensely personal experience. Now, if you like to train personally, there's nothing wrong with it, okay? But the fact that you have a studio to go to, a rigid time schedule to adhere to, it creates discipline. Part of training is discipline. I must make sure that I have set this time aside for my personal training. I have to set this time aside for working. I have to set this time aside for, you know, time with my family. Now, if you not to say that it's not possible to do it at home or by yourself, but it does provide rigidity and structure what we do. Right. So that's where the benefit. And then, of course, being in a community, your friends are there to encourage you to achieve whatever it is that your goal that you're setting. And then people are there to give you also advice and also input on the direction that your fitness journey is going on. Right. So these are things that is not impossible to do online, but it's certainly less personal, if you get what I mean.
Right. Okay, it's time for a break now, just like in the gym, to towel down, catch our breath, and maybe take a sip of water. But when we come back, we discuss the F45 franchise setup and the future of fitness in a post-pandemic world. Stay tuned. Open for Business will be right back. BFM 89.9.
Boring, fake, macho. BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Open for Business. I'm Audrey Raj, Managing Director of F45 Training KL Gateway. Kamal Hezri is online with me right now, and we're talking about the F45 fitness franchise here in Malaysia. So Kamal, what does F45 stand for? You know, what does it mean?
Well, the name F45, F stands for functional, and 45 is actually 45 minutes, right? So functional training, what is functional training? It is basically a series of exercises that seeks to enhance your and ensure to make sure that you can achieve your daily movement at the most optimized level. So you know, everybody has to lift something up or everybody has to bring something down from the top step or whatever it is. And we emphasize training that will ensure that your everyday activity can be done to your most optimized level. We don't seek to turn you into you know, the next Mr. Universe or whatever it is, but we do want you to live your life to the maximum possible capabilities that you can achieve. And we believe that we have a methodology that will help you do that. And all you have to do is 45 minutes.
So F45, it's a global fitness community. And I know it started back in like 2012, but the franchise has now 1,500 studios around the world. And I also know that Marky Mark, or Mark Wahlberg, he's in the mix there somewhere as well, right?
Yes, yes. He is one of the ambassadors, and I believe that he is some investment or something like this in the whole global brand, yeah.
So it's also called the fastest growing fitness franchise in history. Why do you think this is?
I think it's because it is one of the few group training activities that you can do at a level where everybody, whether you're beginner, intermediate, or so-called advanced, can actually do it in the same studio floor. And you can, you can sometimes see people that say, oh, can I do this exercise because it looks very advanced? Actually, no. We emphasize in the fact that this is a place where you can do to the maximum of your own ability, not to the maximum. There's no standard that we set that means that you must do a set number of activities within a set amount of time. We say, okay, if you give us 100%, we will guarantee you that the improvement you will see will come. And that is why that people of varying skills levels and varying fitness levels can work out together, and that is our core strength, and this creates this tidal wave of growth that we've seen in the last 6-7 years.
So you are now part of the fastest growing fitness franchise in history, according to the internet. And you have a global family encompassing like 40 countries. So I'd just like to know more about the franchise and what role does the parent F45 Club play in the running of your studio?
F45 as HQ, the global headquarters, is in charge of providing us the necessary content, the exercise programs that we download every day, every evening into our studio systems. And then that is then the following day when people come in, they will see their exercise programs. We don't have like a typical studio that has an instructor up front instructing people. Our content comes on screens, right? So it's all digitized and people see what is the exercise for the day on the screen. Our instructors are there doing an incredibly important function. They're making sure that you are exercising in a safe manner. So they're completely focused on you. And also they're making sure that the form and the motivation is there. Right. So all our trainers are obviously qualified, and their job is not to lead a class. Their job is to instruct and make sure that everything is done safely in a correct form.
Kamal, you just mentioned that you have a holistic approach to training. You use HIIT, you give nutrition advice, recovery advice. And of course, you know, there is the 45-day challenge program as well. Now, I know many other studios are doing similar programs. So why is the F45 program the one to consider?
Well, basically the reason that you just mentioned, right? So it is a holistic approach. We don't just say you have to exercise. We don't just say that there is an element of recovery, nutrition advice. Even in the challenge program itself, you're able to access recipes. You're able to access, we try and make life as simple as possible. If you go on the challenge program, this is how you address macronutrients, right? So and so on, and then we will help you select. We will help you do your grocery shopping, right? So we build a grocery list for you. So in order to do 1 week's worth of cooking based on the recipes that we have in our system, this is what you need to buy, right? So and people will know that if they follow that, then all their needs are taken care of, right? So and then we will also provide you with a yardstick to measure at the beginning, in the middle, and at the end. So we will do a body composition analysis as well. Right. So, and then we'll talk to you about what your goals are. So this is a holistic approach rather than just say, okay, we need to lose some weight, which is, easy, relatively speaking, but to do it the right way, to make sure it stays off. And then also after we complete the challenge program, you have the maintenance program. So that means that there is a period where your body's readjusting and we get you back on, and get ready for the next challenge to maintain and whatever is necessary. What's your next goal? Right. So and the focus primarily, some people have a focus on fat loss. Some people have a focus on muscle gain and others have athletic ability. And at the end of the day, all of that can be packaged together. But we have to sit down and talk to you. And that's holistic.
So I know there are a couple of F45 studios here in KL itself, but let's talk about your studio in particular and your unique approach to fitness and your community.
For F45 KL Gateway, we have a tremendous group of members that have been following us since the day we opened our front doors. I was a member for two and a half years before I decided to embark on the ownership track. And being a member for 2.5 years means that I have the unique perspective of actually, being on the other side of the fence before I crossed over and started to welcome people into my studio. And all the things that I wanted done, all the things I felt was needed to be done, I could actually implement. And of course, you can be a bit optimistic when you go across the other side and things that made sense as a member suddenly doesn't make sense as a business owner. And these are all the realities that came to being. And I'm very, very excited that when a member comes up to me and says, "Hey, Kamal, we really love it here. That this is our home and this is our happy place." I get this and makes me truly, truly happy when people say, "This is my happy place."
Okay. So Kamal, coming back to COVID-19, How do you think this pandemic is going to change the fitness industry? It already has to a certain extent with more people doing virtual workouts and such. But what else do you see changing in the near future?
I think what we will see in the future is in the smaller in people will look to attend smaller classes, smaller groups, right? So because it is easier for in our minds to manage the studio movements and so on, right? So I feel that there is a strong impetus in that direction. I will see also in people will like to go more on a personal trainer level. So, and again, small groups, one, but more personal training because they want to achieve the most optimized results as quickly as possible. Right. Mm-hmm. So even if they go to the big gyms, which I, you know, there's nothing wrong. You need to do something, okay, to stay healthy. And the focus on staying healthy and building your immunity, that's the key activity. And I think that is the biggest change, right? So that people's awareness of health and immune systems will become much more to the forefront because of this pandemic. Yeah? So people say, okay, I cannot be lazy anymore. I cannot not do anything about, I have to do something. I have to make sure that I'm moving my bones and exercising my muscles because it makes me healthier. I can throw some numbers at you today. Mm-hmm. Right? So in Malaysia, in a global study that was done, if I told you penetration rates for mobile phones were 60-70%, whatever that number is, you wouldn't be surprised. But if I told you that there's only 1% penetration for in 2018 when the numbers were calculated, 1.4% was the penetration rate for fitness. I think that this number will grow exponentially after pandemic. After the pandemic has settled down and people have become used to the new normal, the reality is that people will do more to stay healthy.
All right. Kamal, you know, just before we go, I have to ask about your vision moving forward. What's the F45 game plan for a fitter Malaysia moving forward?
That's a really, really good question. And the best part of it all is that our game plan is to grow our business. And we believe that there is a huge area that we can fill in Malaysia. And we believe that the F45 brand will grow exponentially as well in Malaysia, especially in the other, there's no F45 right now outside of Klang Valley. I believe that there is a huge market to be tapped here, and people will. I think you'll see more F45s popping up all over Malaysia, and that is our goal because I think the Malaysian market is ready for more options for the fitness industry. I think you will see more growth even in the big gyms, and I think the awareness is such that the groups that will move out into more specialized activities, CrossFit, you know, HIIT training, calisthenics, all these things will become the norm, and you will see a much bigger penetration rate going on into the after 2020. I think 2021 is going to be the year.
So Kamal, for our listeners out there keen for more information on F45, where can they go?
Well, our website, F45 Training, Gale Gateway, we certainly are there. We also have an Instagram page that you can also follow. Again, Gale Gateway, F45 Training. And we're always happy to answer any questions that you may have. And our number, and we can WhatsApp us. You can, I probably have certain smoke signals and we'll answer that, right? So...
Thank you so much, Kamal. That was Kamal Hezri, owner and managing director of F45 Training KL Gateway. Now, if you missed out on any part of this conversation, the podcast of this interview will be up on our website, bfm.my, in just a few minutes. You'll also find our podcast on the BFM app, which is a great way to listen to us, and on Spotify, iTunes, and many other podcast hosting platforms. This is Audrey Raj, and on behalf of Kamal Hezri from F45 Training KL Gateway, thank you for listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
You've been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.